Welcome to the Crown Hill Cemetery, a unique historic site that has been telling the story of Pasadena's history since its establishment in 1906. As you drive through our paths, let's take you on a journey through time. Located next to the historic Vince's Bayou, Crown Hill Cemetery is nestled amidst the developments of the 20th century, yet maintains its link to the pioneer past, the Gulf Coast, and the monumental Texas Revolution. As you enter, you'll notice a gazebo on your left. This addition was generously provided by Lionel Bissell in 2019 and is situated in Section D, also known as the Pauper's Field. This vicinity echoes the firepower of the Texas Revolution's final battle fought nearby in 1836 under the leadership of General Sam Houston. In an impactful sight that lasted merely 18 minutes, the Texian Army emerged victorious over the Mexican Army. Today, within Crown Hill Cemetery, a monument stands in tribute to Santa Ana's Mexican soldiers who lost their lives along the bayou. Pasadena holds proud narratives of historic significance, with Crown Hill as the emblem of these tales. For instance, in 1843, Sam Allen initiated the famous Allen Ranch, which spanned from present-day western Pasadena to Harrisburg, Texas. On October 24, 1906, local residents established this community cemetery after acquiring a 6-acre tract of land. This tract, part of the Williams Vent Survey, was positioned at the peak and the southwestern edge of a small hill, offering a serene view of the merging Vents and Buffalo Bayou. This peaceful location was frequently used for baptismal ceremonies by the Baptists. Several committed community leaders, including school trustees E.P. Pomeroy, J.L. Holdbrook, and J.A. Jackson, had recognized the community's need for a cemetery earlier in the year. Unfortunately, E.P. Pomeroy died unexpectedly on October 23rd, spurring the remaining trustees R.M. Ginn, J.A. Jackson, J.T. Shine, C.H. Tilley, and J.L. Holdbrook into immediate action. In memory of their colleague, they bought the 6-acre tract for $200 that day, dedicating it as a community cemetery. On October 27th, the Pasadena Cemetery Association was formally established by J.L. Holdbrook as the president, C.H. Tilley as secretary, and R.M. Ginn as treasurer. Board members included J.A. Jackson and J.I. Shine. The need for large canvas to design the cemetery's layout led to a W.L. Wilson-donated window shade. This innovative map was found a permanent home at the Pasadena History Museum and Heritage Park. Additionally, family burial plots with capacity for 6 graves were available for purchase for $10. Crown Hill Cemetery is occasionally called the Mexican Cemetery, a name that emerged with the influx of Mexican-American farm laborers in the 1920s. Leading to the establishment of the Mexican allotment at the north top of the property. Despite the first Hispanic burial taking place as early as 1914, only 139 individuals with Hispanic surnames have been officially listed as interred at Crown Hill. Due to work opportunities in the strawberry fields, Hispanic migration to Pasadena increased during the 1920s and 30s. Consequently, Hispanic burials significantly escalated in the 1940s. Proudly flying at the heart of the Mexican allotment is a flag in tribute to PFC Benjamin Gutierrez, the only veteran laid to rest in Crown Hill Cemetery who was lost in action during World War II. Several key figures responsible for Crown Hill's founding are interred here. Those include John L. Holbrook, one of the original cemetery and school board trustees, and Robert M. Ginn, who served the community in multiple roles as trustee, Methodist Church charter member, and third postmaster. James Andrew Jackson, another trustee for whom Jackson Intermediate School was named, also rests here alongside Joseph M. Cruz, who was instrumental in the city's incorporation. Ralph E. Parks, the first mayor of Pasadena and the first city fire marshal, is buried in Crown Hill, as is James D. Parks, a school board trustee. Also here is Ira L. Pitts, the first settler to buy land in Pasadena, and William B. Williams, a school board trustee, Baptist Church charter member, and chair of the Harris County Democratic Party. In addition, the cemetery serves as the final resting place for veterans from numerous military engagements, the Civil War, both Union and Confederate soldiers, the Spanish-American War, and World Wars I and II. Although burial sales ceased around 1960, occasional burials in pre-sold plots carried on up until the last recorded one in 2010. Today, Crown Hill holds historical designation, disallowing any new burials. Out of the reported 650 burials, only about 420 names are identifiable, with specific sites for about 400 of them. After Mr. Boyd's passing, Charles Furrow took over the reins of the association in 2010, which he managed until 2016. Due to financial constraints and physical limitations, Charles handed over the maintenance responsibilities of the cemetery to Mike Murphy. Since then, the association has grown, increasing to nearly 30 members. The association has received immense support from various bodies, including the City of Pasadena, Pasadena Historical Society, Chevron Refinery, Lyondell-Bassell, Gulf Coast Authority, and Sunbelt Rentals, complemented by contributions from local residents and the wider community. The cemetery has unfortunately suffered damage over time due to weather, industrial pollution, and vandalism, severely impacting many of its tombstones. However, a serene ambiance continues to pervade the grounds. Landmarks like the Vince's Bridge Historical Marker and the Santa Ana Capture Site Historical Monument seem almost forgotten amidst the encroaching industrial landscape that has replaced the once lush surroundings. Under the guidance of the new leadership of the Crown Hill Cemetery Association, concerted efforts are underway to restore the dignity and beauty of the cemetery. Improvements include the addition of a gazebo, benches, a visitor's information center, crosses at unmarked graves, and a memorial sign to honor our veterans. The Crown Hill Cemetery Association thanks you for taking this journey through time. We encourage you to revisit with family and friends and show your support for maintaining our historic site through voluntary actions and donations. For more information, visit our website at crownhillcemetery.org.